Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, how is everyone doing? We are going live directly after the New York Jets have just defeated the Buffalo Bills 20-17 at MetLife. How's everybody doing? We're going to get to talking about all of it, the hate, the nonsense, everything. Salutes to all the savages in the chat watching. Salutes to all the callers. We're going to get to everybody. Let me go ahead and get this show started. I'm the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me shamelessly promote my Facebook page. Everyone go on Facebook, search The Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. Message me. I'll message you right back. I love going back and forth with folks about this football team. Also, leave me some feedback. I love hearing about what you folks think I do here on The Long Beach Joe Show. Also, keep in mind, your boy is on Twitter, okay? Your boy's on Twitter. Go on over to Twitter. Type in at The Long Beach Joe, at The Long Beach Joe on Twitter. Personal page at YoungJ000, at YoungJ000. Follow me, I'll follow you right back. Let's go back and forth. I'm also on iTunes as well, at The Long Beach Joe Show on iTunes. Go ahead and subscribe. Give me a rating, 5-star. Let me know how you feel about what I'm doing over here. Your boy's also on YouTube as well. We live stream the radio show. We live stream. Sometimes we do live game reactions like we just did a second ago. We realize that all of the hate, all of the nonsense that's been going on gets shut down when the Jets handle business. Come on over to YouTube. Type in Long Beach Joe Jets, Long Beach Joe Jets on YouTube. Okay? And subscribe. Hit that notification bell so when I post content, you folks will be in the know. In the know. All right? Now listen here, I'm going to get to all the callers in just 1 second. The New York Jets, there's been a lot of hate on the Jets. I think we were like a 12 or 14-point underdog or something like that. Coming into this week, I took the New York Jets to beat the Bills, as everybody knows. It's a lot of hate. A lot of people saying the Jets are scrubs, they're bums, they wouldn't be able to get it done. Zach Wilson's trash. That's what I was told. Zach Wilson's trash. This defense wouldn't be able to get it done. The Bills have too many weapons. Guess what? You were all wrong. This Jets defense handled business. Handled business today. 5 sacks, 2 interceptions, a forced fumble. We had guys flying around left and right. C.J. Mosley making plays. Jamin Sherwood making plays. Kaywon Alexander making plays. Quinnen Williams handling business, making plays. Sacks as well. Jermaine Johnson down the stretch with crucial sacks. Bryce Huff, a man that started the season inactive. Down the stretch, big sacks, big plays. Jermaine Johnson had some crucial plays down the stretch. Now, Zach Wilson was up and down early, and we'll get to the callers in just 1 second. I'm going to come to y'all because I want to hear from the people. That's what I want to hear from today. I want to hear from you. Tonight's a fire show, 20-17. There was a lot of hate, a lot of hate. The Jets are 6-3 now, and we made a statement drive in this game. Yes, Zach Wilson was up and down. He missed some guys. He missed Mims on a critical throw that could have kept the drive going. He missed Conklin. There were some things that went on, but guess what? In the clutch, in the fourth, when it mattered the most, the Jets made it happen. 17-17. What did the Jets lean on? That running game. James Robinson, Michael Carter, ate up the clock and drained it all the way down. Had the Buffalo Bills running through timeouts when it was in the clutch. In the clutch, when you needed it the most, when the Bills' defense was gassed, this Jets running game stepped up and handled business. We lost Breece Hall. Yes, we have. Yes, he's on IR. we were able to turn around and turn to other backs, other guys on this team and say, hey, yes, our great young running back is gone. It is your time now to carry us. And that's exactly what happened. Next man up. That's what big teams do. Don't go the way that it should go. When guys go down, the next man steps up. They were able to run the ball directly down the Bills' throats. You had Denzel Mims, a guy that requested a trade in the offseason. Didn't feel like he was a big part of the offense. A huge catch. A huge catch on this drive. On 3rd and 5 at the Buffalo 18. 3rd and 5. Denzel Mims gets a catch for 12 yards to continue to drive. We finished that drive with a field goal. 28-yarder by Zerline to put us up 20-17, and the Jets defense closed it out. Let me tell you something. And I'll get to the callers in 1 second. This Jets secondary was talked about as well. I heard you. Everybody spoke negatively. Stephon Diggs is going to do whatever he want to do, dog. Sauce ain't going to do nothing. Sauce had a big interception in his game. A huge interception. Young corner stepping up. Rookie corner, one of the best corners in the league. DJ Reed stepping up, breaking plays, breaking passes away, knocking balls down. Michael Clemens stepping up on the defensive line, making big plays. Keep in mind, Bill's offensive line was holding pretty much all game, barely got called. Nobody bellyached, whined, or nothing. They kept moving, kept putting it on the field. These are big boy games. This is what we talk about when we said the Jets need to make it to the next level. This is what we spoke about. All the injuries, the stuff going along the offensive line, guys requesting trades, distractions, hate, people talking down. There's nothing else to talk down about right now. The Jets are 6-3. We just beat the Bills. Let's go. Now it's time to get to these calls again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Please be patient. The lines are hot. The lines are hot. About as hot as Josh Allen after throwing 2 picks. I see you, Josh. Let's go. First call I'm going to my guy, Ted. Ted, we're coming directly to you. Salute to you, Ted. For those of you that don't
hey,
know,
Joe.
Ted is a savage. He's a Ted, the lines are cooking. We're going to get to everybody. Be patient. Ted, listen. Big win against the Bills today. Give me your thoughts about the Jets' performance.
Your synopsis was perfect again. This team is young. Team is growing. We're down 14-3. We started off the game horrendously with our kicker falling down. We got down.
Yep.
We scrapped. We fought. The defense held up. They made amazing plays. Like you mentioned, the Jermaine Johnson, the Huff. Mosley hurt. Quinnen Williams got hurt on the sideline when he was on the bench. He got hit.
Yep.
We just made so many plays, Joe. And what you said about the third quarter, the time of possession, we limited Josh Allen. We frustrated him. He probably got 2 or 3 possessions in the third and fourth quarter. We ran the ball down their throat, and the defense was gassed. The Bills' defense was gassed. They couldn't stop it. And give Mike LaFleur credit. He knew it. Maybe he got some news from his brother, and he saw that game against the Packers, because the Packers had 200 yards of offense against the 200 yards running against the Bills that night. What can I say, Joe? I'm not stunned. I'm excited, but I'm not stunned we beat them, because I knew our defense was stacked.
Yeah.
And Josh managed the game.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
He can be boring once in a while. I'll take boring in this win any day of the week. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, every day of the week, Zach did just enough. There were some missed throws here or there, but guess what? He did just enough, and the running game handled business. Now, before I let you go, because I got to get to everybody, please be patient. Call us 515-602-9629. Listen, one of the guys that stood out for me in this game, Stoss. This kid is phenomenal, man. It's phenomenal. Ted, give me your thoughts on his play so far this season. How impressed are you by this young guy continuing to show unbelievable traits as a cornerback in this league?
Say it again. I mentioned him in April, fourth pick of the draft. Mm-hmm. When I saw an interview this week, go back on YouTube and listen to Sauce Gardner's interview this week. They asked him about Diggs, and he said, yeah, he's a good corner, there's a good receiver. There's a lot of good receivers in the NFL. I'm like, damn, man, he just put that out there that Diggs is not going to do anything against him. And, you know, he got some plays on him, a couple of plays, but after that, I didn't hear his name hardly at all. And, you know, Sauce with the pick, Sauce with the breakup at the last play of the game to steal it, Sauce on the run, you know, on the runs and the short passes that the Bills were throwing on run defense, the guy's a beast. You know, and let me say this, too. I know you got a ton of callers, and your show is great today, Joe. Jermaine Johnson coming back, made a lot of plays. Jermaine Johnson made a lot of plays today. And Michael Clemens. Joe, enjoy the bye week. We're off to New England, and we're going to need to smash them in 2 weeks, because we owe them now. We owe them.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Listen,
Ted,
I want to thank you for calling in. I got to slide off.
Have a good show, Joe.
Cool, my friend. Listen, we're going to keep getting to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. Be patient. We're getting to everybody. Okay, we're going to ask one, two questions, but we got to keep it moving because we got quite a bit of callers. Next, I'm going to my guys, Frankie, Jake, Rusty, David, Chris, Steve. We'll come to you in a second. Frankie, salute. Frankie.
What up, Joe? What up?
The Jets just win 2017, yes, Frankie. Talk
and
to me.
Is,
how are you feeling about
man.
This Jets running game?
Man, the Jets finally have an identity. We're a great defensive team, and we could run the ball. And that's our identity. And Joe Douglas said it the best. As long as Zach doesn't turn the ball over, we'll be fine.
Yep.
You know, he's still young.
Yep.
I still believe he's going to be a great quarterback, but he's still young.
Mm-hmm.
But he played a smart game. You know, we relied in that last drive. We relied on the running game, and we won. We won with our defense, and we won with and this kid, James Robinson, man, that was a good pickup. He played well today. He's a pretty good running back. You know, I mean, and on the defensive side, man, we got some dogs, man. Oh, man. Clemens, Jermaine Johnson, he's going to be good. Sauce is a dog. I mean, even DJ Reed, he's one of my favorite players, man. We got some players on the beat.
Yeah, we do, man. And let me tell you something. That's where I want to go because I want to give this defense credit. Unbelievable, okay, today. 5 sacks on the day, 2 picks. We had a forced fumble as well from Sheldon Rankins. Listen, these guys are playing to the wall for us, but I want to highlight a guy, man, because we talk about Sauce a lot. Give me your thoughts about the play of DJ Reed today. We saw him go out, right? He had an injury, sat back for a little bit, was able to come back in. We saw him make play after play, knocking balls away on third downs, shutting guys down. Give me your thoughts about DJ Reed and his play so far.
Yeah, Joe, man, he's an underrated player. I mean, no, he doesn't have a lot of attention on the national spotlight. I mean, he's even, you know, overshadowed by Sauce. But, I mean, this guy, I mean, he played Diggs a lot, too, today, if you watched. I mean, they put him on Diggs after, I think, Sauce, you know, he got burnt on that first play. They put DJ Reed. I mean, DJ Reed, he's a baller. He's a dog. He's a leader.
Yeah.
You know, he's a guy you can trust. And he's perfect for Sauce because, you know, Sauce is going to learn from DJ. So, I mean, that was a – Joe Douglas, man, we got to give a lot of props to Joe Douglas. He picked up some good players, you know, DJ Reed. You know, Whitehead's been playing well, too. You know, he had a pick today.
Yep.
So – and we don't hear about Joyner anymore, right? So I guess he's playing okay. So, you know, I mean, this defense is – I mean, I don't know if I could say top five, but definitely top 10. You know, they're a good defense, a very good defense. And we're going to lean on them.
Listen.
And I just want to beat the Patriots, Joe. I mean, that's what I want so much. They've had our number, and we got to beat them. This is the game we got to finally get them, man.
Yeah, yeah. Now, listen, my friend, before I let you go, give me your thoughts on this Jets football team going into the bye, man. How are you feeling about them?
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously, you know, we're all feeling optimistic. You know, we're 6-3. I think we're going to make the playoffs. I don't want to jinx it, but, I mean, you know, we got some winnable games on the schedule, so we should make the playoffs. You know, we have an identity. So, teams know how we're going to play, and it's a physical identity. We're going to play smash mouth defense, and we're going to run the ball down your throat. And if you can stop that, you can stop that. But that's our identity. And as long as that doesn't turn the ball over like he did in New England. And another thing is, everyone wants to get down on Zach, but guess what? He's 5-1. So you can say what you want about the kid. He hasn't been perfect. His throws, you know, his footwork is not perfect yet. But I think he's a winner. You know, he has a winning mentality. And, you know, I'm optimistic about the kid because in the end, you know, if we want to be a Super Bowl team, he's got to be the guy. And I think he will be.
Yeah.
So it's a great week. I'm optimistic to answer your question. It's a great, great week, man.
Yeah. Listen, Frankie, I got to keep getting to these lines. They're hot. Salute. I want to thank you for calling in. You have yourself a good one, my friend.
Yeah, Joe. Go Jets, baby.
All right. Absolutely. Let's go. And it's wonderful that everyone's talking about the identity of the Jets, playing smash-mouth football, running the football. I talked about that in the offseason when we were getting guys like Jeremy Ruckert and realigning our offensive line and picking up Breece Hall as a second back and doing all this other stuff. Listen, running the football in this league, particularly in the system that we have, works, okay? Guess what happened the last time the New York Jets were playing football the way that we play with this identity? Smash-mouth, hard-running football, defense playing to the wall, doing everything they need to do. Special teams playing solidly, success is what happened. Success. All right? We're going to keep getting to these lines. Again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Next, I'm going to my guy, Jake. Rusty, David, Chris, Nico, Steve, we'll come to y'all in a second. Jake, salute. I want to thank you for calling in. Listen, Jake, there was a lot of talk coming into this Bills game, and they said, hey, the Jets are going to get smashed and all these things. But we saw down the stretch the New York Jets were able to lean on a physical running game and a tough, hard-nosed defense. Give me your thoughts on this Jets identity and how we're looking right now going out there playing physical against one of the better teams in the league.
Did this really happen?
Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, yeah, it did, Jake. Listen, Jake, it happened, baby. Oh, it happened. 20-17, it happened. Down the stretch when things were not – when the Bills' defense was gassed, all right, when they were falling back on their heels, you know what we did? We gave them a nice helping of James Robinson and Michael Carter. That's what we did, Jake, all right? When everybody said that Josh Allen was going to run for a million yards, he was going to throw for a billion yards, Stephon Diggs was going to have 300 yards against us. Two picks, a forced fumble, five sacks. That's how we answered that, Jake. Give me your thoughts, man.
Joe, today is the day when I can officially say this is the right coaching staff. Today is finally the day. They have solidified their jobs. Mike LaFleur, that fourth quarter, for once, literally heard me screaming through the television to run the ball. And for once, a coach like him did it. He finally did it. Thank God.
Mm.
And another guy I want to commend also is John Benson. John Benson, the offense, Jet fans, he's the offensive line coach. I don't know how he has done this. With every injury we've had, he's done it.
Mm.
My God, man.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like all the years of the Patriots with Scarnecchia, with every injury, and they're doing and giving protection.
Absolutely.
The coaches are the MVPs today. It's not the play. I know everyone wants to talk about sauces. The coaches are the MVPs today, 100%.
Yeah.
Even the coach that pulls Saul off the sideline when he gets excited, they're all MVPs today, 100%.
That's the fact. Listen, Jake, I got callers. I got to get to everybody. My final question for you before I let you go, man, because you're bringing the heat. The coaching staff, the adjustments, particularly after that, after halftime, were phenomenal. The Jets did what it took. Sulla, LaFleur, listen, Albridge, all those guys did their jobs well today. Give me your thoughts about Bryce Huff, man. This was a guy that made a critical play, sacking Josh Allen, stripping the ball away, pushing the Bills back. Give me your thoughts on his play today and how he impacted us on defense.
My boy and I have been saying this all season. Where's Bryce Huff? Bryce Huff needs to be on the field. He needs to be on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Please, make him a starter all year long. And Jermaine Johnson is proving his first-round talent again.
Yep.
We have a pass rush, ladies and gentlemen. We have a real pass rush for the first time ever. Forget the Rex years when we bought all those players. This is a young pass-rushing core. This is what's going to keep us in games. Remember the Giants Super Bowl run. I'm not saying we're Super Bowl contenders, but I still have my questions about Zach. I'll save that for another night because I know you have a lot of callers.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pass rush that gets you far. Let's keep it going. Joe, enjoy. All right? I'll talk to you later this week.
Listen, you have a good one, man. We're going to keep getting to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Please be patient. We'll get to everybody. Believe me. Next, I'm going to my guy, David. David, we're coming directly to you. Rusty, Chris, Steve, Nico, Colin, we'll come to you in a second. Other callers, we'll come to you in just a second. David, salutes. I want to thank you for calling in. For those of you, hold on. Those of you that don't know, David, he is savage, bro. Listen, David, Jets get a big win today against the Bills. Give me your thoughts. What stood out to you in this W?
Oh, the biggest thing that stood out was we saw the stabilization of the team. We saw that they had some rough times. The ball was bouncing around, yet they were able to maintain themselves and not fall apart when some trepidation came. They went toe-to-toe, kept the game tight. Like I said, when you took my call last week, I said, if we keep this tight, Joe, we hang around, we're going to give ourselves a chance to win. And the ball bounced our way. Our good friend Mims running there, the ball bouncing on the guy. He gets the ball back. Those are key things. Key plays, key sacks. No roughing the passer. Oh, and we had the pressure on him. We did it right. Yep. We played it right, and it worked out right. I got such a grin on my chinny-chin-chin, Joe. I can't even really think clear. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I am. I didn't really doubt it terribly. Like, I predicted a three-point win. But to see it come into fruition, to see it actually manifest, and then I had the pleasure of watching the CBS crew, even my good friend, I don't know him personally, but Boomer there, an old Jet quarterback, and Phil Simms, they looked astonished. They looked like they were all predicting a big win for the Bills, and they're all looking at each other. Even Coach there, the Steeler coach, looking confused, like, wow, well, you know, and they're trying to explain it. They got no credibility. The Jets showed. They showed today, Joe. They showed.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Now, listen, before I let you go, David, because you got spitting a lot of fire, give me your thoughts about Sauce Gardner, man. This young guy is playing to the wall for us. How are you feeling about him as a Jet?
Well, I mean, he's the guy. He's the tall version of Reeves. Remember? I can't even think clear. Our old guy. Am I saying his name wrong? Our old.
Somebody talks about Darrell Revis.
Yes, Darrell Revis. He's that, but a little taller, a little longer. I think he could even be better. He's stopping the run.
Whoa.
He's chasing guys out of bounds when he thought he was going to get 30 on us. You see him chase them out of bounds. They got one. He's covering.
Yeah.
He's on them. I mean, we shut him down. He did it. I feel great. I feel really good.
Yeah.
So thanks for the vine. You got a lot of people hanging. I love your show. I'll keep a watching. Go Jets! Go
Jets! Thank you so much.
Jets.
Let's go. Listen, we're going to keep getting to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639. 602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Please be patient. We got callers on the line, but we will get to everybody. Next, I'm going to my guy Rusty, man. I got to go to Rusty. I got to know what Rusty's thinking. Rusty, salute. I want to thank you for calling in today. For those of you that don't know, man, Rusty, he's another savage. Another savage. Listen, Rusty, just go out and get an impressive victory against the Bills, running the football hard, being physical, defense playing out of its mind. Give me your thoughts. I want to start with the defense. Give me your thoughts on the performance of this Jets defense, particularly this Jets pass rush, getting 5 sacks on Josh Allen.
Salutes, Joe. Salutes, fellow savages. And that our defense is we could almost name it. You know, we can almost name it. It's like that. So that's how I'm feeling. It's what kept us in games, and they're for real. It's freaking crazy,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Even with the Skycam gate, you know, got through that. That was crazy.
Yeah. For those of y'all that may not know, we watched the game live together, and there were some Skycam issues with a wire or something that snapped and. It literally stopped a Jets drive that was looking very promising. It stopped the game for like 12 minutes, and then they came back, and Mims ended up getting a false start. Then Zach Wilson ended up getting strip sacked. It was bad, but it killed our momentum.
Oh, it was dirty.
Everybody's like, come on. This is ridiculous. Why is the game stopping for this? But guess what? The Jets were able to get the ball back and handle business as well, because I think that was an interception that happened after Zach got stripped. So, That was
that's true, and I'm sorry for that, Joe, because that was sort of my fault in a way. I was trying to build a tinfoil pyramid, and I didn't accomplish that until 15 minutes, not the 12-minute delay. So I'm sorry about that, but we won. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's when Salt got the interception directly after that Skycam gate, and that leads me to my next question for you. Give me your thoughts on Sauce, man, because this kid is just – dude, he's phenomenal. I mean, he's just phenomenal. He is out there balling, and this is a rookie corner. Going out there, playing to the wall, going toe-to-toe with big-time receivers week in and week out. Give me your thoughts about his performance in this game, man.
Dude, you know what's crazy about him? Know who he reminds me of? Sauce Gardner. Like, he's becoming his own – like, he's only played 9 games in the NFL, man. That's crazy. He's got me giggling like a schoolgirl. That's nutty. And I was one of those people like, yo, 4 is too high for a corner. What are we doing? You know, like that was supposed to be Deion Sanders type of territory. Well, look what we got her. So we got ourselves a Sauce Gardner. So that's wow. It's incredible. Right. And, you know, he got humbled too. That was a good thing about seeing that. He took a slice and then he took the rest of the pie and smashed it. And it was a little scary at the end. You know, I thought, but they let him go because, you know, Diggs was getting handsy too. And at the last second, Sauce got that clock or that just different instinct type of thing in his head and turned around at the right time. And wow, that was beautiful way to end it and just crush Bill's souls and injured Allen on the way out
crazy.
Too. Oh, we dinged him.
It was crazy. Now, my final question for you, Rusty, before I let you go, the lines are hot. Give me your thoughts on Zach Wilson, man. There was a lot of talk about him. Again, he was 18 of 25 on the day, 154 yards throwing the football. He had a touchdown. What are your thoughts about his performance, man, in this football game?
I love it because he got destroyed in the tabloids. He got destroyed everywhere. And, you know, he's like that thing, adapt or die. And he does. He's not afraid to reinvent himself in a way. You know, so he wasn't playing that hero Brett Favre-ish ball, thank God. He took sacks when he had to. He ran it and didn't slide before a first down when he had to. So you can tell that he's watching his film and they're starting to really hopefully the QB coach him more, but you're seeing it and we're just eating that elephant piece by piece. So it's crazy to see it.
Yeah. So how are you feeling about this football team going into the bye, man? What are your thoughts?
I'm going on the bye on a good high, you know. We're jet high in the sky. So that's the best thing you can ask for. And, you know, just get hungry for the Patriots and play our style of football, because we did not play our style of football against the Patriots in it, and it clearly showed.
Yeah.
So we do that. Now the defense are like, Patriots, we just cleaned the Bills' clocks versus Spygate, Camgate, and everything too. So, you know, march into their backyard and take care of business.
Yeah, let's go. Listen, Rusty, I got to get these calls. You have yourself a good one, my friend. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right?
Absolute. Salutes, Joe. Salutes, fellow savages. Let's go, Jets.
Let's go. Let's go, baby. Listen, salutes to all the savages in the chat. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to the channel. Click the thumbs up. Hit that notification bell so on our post content, you folks will be in the know. If you want to give to the stream, Super Chat's there. Cash App is at the bottom of the stream. Anything you give is greatly appreciated, okay? I know I got new callers. Again, when you call in, please make sure your background's good. Make sure your phone's good to go. Make sure you don't call in cursing either. I do not allow cursing on my show. We are all hyped, but you got to tone it down. This is a family show, all right? We take everybody's call. I'm going to continue with these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. Next, I'm going to Nico. I'm coming to Nico. Nico, salutes to you. I want to thank you for calling in. Listen, Nico, big win by the New York Jets, 20-17 against the Bills. Give me your thoughts about the New York Jets running game and its ability to get physical down the stretch.
First of all, salutes to you, my brother. LBJ, what it is, baby. Did you see that running
salutes,
game, baby?
Man.
Oh my God! Yeah. Did you see that? Look, we might not have Mr. Hall, but what did we do today? What did we do, baby? We ran it down their throats. But hey, listen, let me tell you something. Last week, you know, you ever heard that old saying? You can't bring a knife to a gunfight. Last week we brought a knife to the gunfight with the Patriots. This week we brought the AR-15, baby. We knocked them down. Knocked them down, baby.
Nico talking that talk. Let me get to my next question, man, because I want to talk to you about the defense as well. Now, our running game was physical. Zach did just enough. But, man, this defense was phenomenal on the day. Like I said, 5 sacks, 2 picks. Give me your thoughts about this defensive front. Quinnen Williams, Carl Lawson, Jermaine Johnson coming up with big plays, Bryce Huff. How did you feel about this New York Jets pass rush, being able to get after Josh Allen early and often?
Man, I felt great. I was expecting him to be in his grill every play. Every play I was expecting him to be in his grill. He couldn't do what he did against the team last week, but let me tell you something. They made him work. He worked for that today, and they shut that down. After the first half, they got that pass off to Diggs, but the second half, we wasn't having that. We ain't having all that Diggs and all that Diggs stuff coming up, flying up around the air. No, we not having that. We shut that down, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, Sauce is the man, but don't forget Reed, baby. Yep. Don't forget Reed.
Yep.
Reed is the man, too. Reed is the man.
Yeah. And Whitehead played very well today as well. He had an interception early, which stopped the Bills' drive that was really pushing down the field. That was huge for us. But he also almost had an interception late that got through his hands. But he was making play after play after play all day, man, all day. Whitehead was phenomenal. Now, my next and final question for you, Nico, before I let you go, because these lines is hot, man. Give me your thoughts on the New York Jets going into the bye. How are you feeling about them? How are you feeling about this coaching staff? Has your expectations for this New York Jets team been raised now this season?
I'm going to say it like this. It's good to go in the bye with a win. We got our play. We got our two tackles that should be coming back. The offensive line should even be better. The coaching staff sounds like they got their game together. Look, I'm glad they got the bye week now. I'm glad they're going to have some of their players back. Hopefully everybody comes back. But this is beautiful, man. This is beautiful this time of year when we can go into a bye with a win and come out and go to New England and whoop they poop. You know what that is.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, Nico, I want to thank you for calling in. You have yourself a good one, my friend.
You too, my brother.
All right. Listen, Nico, call
in. Here we go.
Let's go. Here we go. I had to hit that. Here we go. We going back again. Listen, we're going to keep getting to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. But before we get to these lines, salutes Soldiers of God with a big, 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 big donation. I want to say salutes to Soldiers of God with the big, 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 big donation. Soldier says, Joe, we here. We see you, Patriots. Can't wait. He said he can't wait. Salute, soldiers. I want to thank you again for giving to the platform. It's greatly appreciated. We got to get back to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We are taking all callers. Next, I'm going to my guy, Colin. Steve, Julio, Chris, other callers. We'll get to you in a second. Salutes to you, Colin. Listen, Colin, big win. Jets beat the Bills 20-17. There was a lot of talk before the game. I remember I took the Jets. People told me I was a clown. People told me I was crazy. People told me, Joe, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, well, well. Look what we have here, all right? Jets pass rush got after Josh Allen, got him off his spot, banged him around a bit, 5 sacks. Give me your thoughts about this Jets front, Bryce Huff getting after him. How'd you feel about this Jets front being able to get some pass rush on Josh Allen?
So, salute, Joe. Salute to the savages out there. How about them Jets? That's all I got to say. Mm. How sweet was this win? This is probably the best game that I watch them play, hands down. And, you know, the last game we played when we went against the Patriots, we kind of went away from our recipe for winning. And we went back to it today. We ran and we ran and we ran. And Zach, all he had to do was just manage the game, don't do anything foolish. You know, just get the short passes, the quick passes, and we keep doing this, man. I'm telling you, team's going to be scared of us. They're already scared of us.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, yeah. Going into the bye, you know, all these guys, you know, going in with a win, you know, it's great because, you know, you're going in with this winning feeling. You're going to come back out. You're going to go against the Patriots. We got to go up there, and we got to hand it to them. We got to get that win. So, yeah,
Now, Colin, there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of talk. And I heard you say earlier, Zach Wilson doing just enough. There was a lot of talk before this week that a lot of people didn't have faith in Zach Wilson, felt like he needed to do more. Give me your thoughts today about watching him go out there in the clutch, critical situations. And today what I saw out of him was a more mature thought process about football. When he needed to throw the ball away, he just did that. He didn't put the Jets in any bad situations. He didn't force the ball into spots. He just took what was there and was smart with the football. Have your expectations raised for him?
I mean, listen, you know, for anyone, any player, when you can correct the mistakes from 1 week, that's a big step forward. And he took a big step forward today. You know, he didn't try to force anything. He threw it away when he had to throw it. He actually threw one out of bounds. I think it was up in the air. We all were like, is it going in? Is it going out? But, you know, he did what he had to do. I mean, he missed a couple of passes, but, you know, so what? But it was definitely a good step in the right direction for him, especially with the criticism that he got, you know, after that Patriots game. And listen, you know, he don't have to be Josh Allen. We don't need him to be Josh Allen right now. You know, just keep playing how you're playing right now, you know, and eventually the game will get easier for you, you know. So baby steps, you know, one win at a time. You know, we got 6 wins now and we're going into the bye. I don't think anyone expected us to even have 3 wins at this point. So
yeah, there was a lot of people I remember before the season saying that we would lose. Now, my final question before I let you go, Colin, because you're bringing the heat, but we got callers. What are your thoughts about this coaching staff, man? As we go into the bye, how are you feeling about them?
You know, one thing I said, I don't believe if it was in your chat that I said it, but I said that, you know, the coaches have to be more clever on how they you know, their play call and just how they managed the whole game. And today, you saw it. You definitely saw it. You know, Mike LaFleur, you know, Salah, excellent job by these guys today. And they're only going to get better, you know. And winning makes it much easier. So, kudos, man. Kudos to the Jets.
Listen, Colin, I want to thank you for calling in. You have yourself a good one, my friend. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right?
Of course, Joe. Take care, buddy.
Absolutely. Let's go. We're going to continue to get to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Next, I'm going to my guy, Steve. Julio, Chris will come to you in a second. Other callers as well. We'll get to you in a second. Steve, salutes to you. This is a huge win, Steve. A huge win over the Bills 20-17. Give me your thoughts on what stood out in this football game to you.
First off, let's go, Joe. Let's go.
Let's talk
That's
about it.
That's what I got to say.
Let's go. Go ahead. Talk that talk.
So, Joe, let me tell you something. After we were down 14-3, I thought to myself, oh, my God, the Bills are about to blow us out of MetLife Stadium. Joe, what changed the momentum of the game was we got that late touchdown by Michael Carter, which made it 14-10. Then the Bills had a chance to go for a field goal before the half. They missed it. And then the third quarter happened. We had that nice long drive. Then the issue with the freaking sky cam happened. And I mean, Robert Saleh just said after the game, what are your thoughts on the sky cam? Oh, all these kind of things will always happen with the Jets. That's what Robert Saleh said after the game. And he joked about it. But then the thing was, here was the thing. If that sky cam, Joe, does not happen, we score. That sky cam incident doesn't happen, Joe, we score. Okay?
That's a fact.
We score.
That's a fact.
Because we tired out Buffalo's defense on that drive. And, I mean, unfortunately, listen, the fumble by Zach Wilson, I'm not going to fully blame that on him, okay? I blame the player on the offensive line that missed the block on Miller, okay? I blame the guy who missed the block on that. But then, Sauce Gardner, baby. Sauce Gardner. Josh Allen got lost in the sauce a couple of plays later. Throws the INT to Sauce. And let me tell you something. Josh Allen played like a rookie today. Yeah, he had two rushing touchdowns. Good for him. The glorifying running back that you won't be used to call. Guess what, Joe? He played like that glorifying running back today that from a few years ago from his rookie season. Joe.
Steve's talking
that
talk.
Here we go.
Talk that talk.
You know something,
Let
Joe?
Let him have it.
Joe. But, I'll tell you one thing. James Robinson stepped up to the occasion. We took the lead. And then, you know, Buffalo came back down the field. They tied the game at 17. That last offensive possession that the Jets had, even though we did not score a touchdown, James Robinson and Michael Carter ran it down their throat. They ran it down Buffalo's defense. They ran it down.
Yep.
And Denzel Mims, out of all the players on the team, Denzel Mims makes the biggest play, I think, of his Jets career. When Denzel Mims caught that ball right before the two-minute warning, I was shocked. I was shocked.
Yeah.
I thought at first maybe Wilson would throw the ball to – Wilson would throw the ball like maybe to Garrett Wilson or Uzama or Conklin. Joe, he throws it to Mims. Mims makes a big play. Then obviously the next three plays, you know, the Bills use their timeouts. We try to take as much clock out. Unfortunately, Buffalo's defense stood strong. We get the field goal. Then that play by Bryce Huff that set Buffalo back. And Buffalo made big mistakes on that play. The first one, Allen threw that perfect pass to Diggs.
Facts.
You know, when Allen threw that pass to Diggs, I gotta tell you, that was a great pass. But Buffalo's offensive line, nope, you got called for holding. You got to go back. Couple plays later.
The thing was, the holding, they had been holding all game, though, Steve. They had been holding all game, and it was not being called, man. It was crazy. They had been holding the Jets'
and now,
defensive line all game,
Joe,
grabbing guys in their pads, all that stuff, man. All of it.
Joe, you want to now hear this? So on the 4th and 21 play, which was the last play of the game, when Allen tried to go to that deep ball for Gabriel Davis, Bills fans were going so nuts on Twitter because they wanted defensive PI. I got to be honest, I thought at first it was going to be defensive PI, but then when I honestly look back at that play, Sauce Gardner has perfect coverage. Yes, Austin had turned his head around, but you know what? The referees decided to give the Jets a break because, and Joe, I do agree with you, Buffalo's offensive line was holding our Jets defensive players all day. Joe,
Here's the thing, though. Hold on a second, Steve. Hold on a second. Here's the thing, all right? And, again, I respect Bills fans. I get it, all right? But here's the deal. He's throwing the ball down the field late in the quarter. We all know what time it is. It's game on the line. Refs don't make calls like that. They just don't. You wouldn't be crying if it was about us. How many times have we been worked over with something like that? That's when you nut up and you make the play. Because there was hand fighting. There was also hand fighting from the Bills wide receiver, too, if you go back and look at this play. It's
yeah,
like,
that was Gabriel Davis.
Time it is with the games
you're
the play.
Smoking
exactly.
Crack. Stop.
Stop. Stop crying. Stop whining. You guys were holding all game, right? We saw other calls as well that didn't be made. Stop crying. I'll let you go ahead and finish up, Steve. Give me your thoughts, man, about this New York Jets coaching staff. How are you feeling about them and the performance they put on the day as well with the plays, the calls, the adjustments and all that stuff? How are you feeling about them going into the half, the bye?
The coaching staff was phenomenal. Robert Saleh, Jeff Ulbrich, Brett Boyer, Mike LaFleur, they all did a great job. They made adjustments at half, and look at what we did. We only held Buffalo to 3 points in the second half. They only got that field goal, that 50-yard field goal that Tyler Bass scored. That was it. Joe, let me tell you something. We just beat one of the best teams in football at home.
Yeah.
We just beat the team that is supposed to be the Super Bowl contender for the AFC. We just made a statement today. We made a statement today. And the NFL needs to watch out for us. The NFL needs to watch out for us because now that we're going on the bye, we can finally get some rest going into the bye week. You know, we'll get our players healthy. Let me tell you something. We're coming to get you.
Steve,
we're coming to get
that's
you.
That's a fact. Listen, I want to thank Steve for calling in. He's providing fire. Like you said as well, we're going into the bye, all right? Now we get to continue to sit back, get guys healthy. We'll come back. Hopefully, Fant will be back after the bye. There's a lot of talk about Max Mitchell as well. We've seen Max Mitchell out on the field working out already, so it's looking like he's going to be back from that knee injury. We're getting healthier after the bye. We're getting guys back along this offensive line to continue to push forward. This New York Jets football team is going into the bye with great momentum. What a time, man. What a time. We're going to keep getting to these lines again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. If you have not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit that notification bell. Give the stream a thumbs up. Share the stream along your social media with your friends and your family. I love connecting with people that way. If you want to give to the stream, Super Chat's there. Cash App is at the bottom of the stream. Anything you give to this stream is greatly appreciated. Anything you give to the platform, keep in mind, it's J-E-T-S, Jets over there. Get back to these lines again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Next. I'm going to my guy, Chris. Chris, I'm coming directly to you. Julio, other callers, will get to you in a second. Salutes to you, Chris. I want to thank you for calling in. Listen, this is a big win, Chris. This is a big win. The Jets beat the Bills 20-17. Give me your thoughts about this New York Jets running game and how physical it was down the stretch.
I feel like we're living in a fantasy world. There's no I'm still in a state of shock. I can't even explain it. I didn't expect us to beat Buffalo, to be honest. My mind is all over the place right now, Joe, so I'm sorry. I'm stuttered. I mean,
I can't even explain. Yeah. I'm even stuttering right now. I can't even explain. Oh, my God.
Listen.
This is.
I can explain it. I can explain it. When you look at what we're doing right here, we have an offensive identity. We run the football physically. That's what we do. We get physical with you off the bat. We punch you right in the mouth, and we continue to go forward. We bully you. We beat you up. Our defense handles business, and then we take the game away. That's what we do here. The Jets have an identity, and the Jets coaching staff put things in place to make it happen. Now, give me your thoughts on that, Chris. Give me your thoughts on this coaching staff and the adjustments that were made in this game by them.
I'll have to admit, they really impressed me. I can't argue with that. They did a really good job during the week. The one play that really, really left my mouth wide open that I never expected to happen this year was the interception by Sauce.
He made a big play.
You know what it is? Because by the way he's playing, I don't think anyone's going to be able to figure him out. I think he might be our, who knows, a player of the week.
Yeah, he probably is. Listen, Curse, I got callers. My final question before I let you go, how are you feeling about this Jets going into the bye week? How are you feeling about this team? Has your expectation for the season been raised?
I don't want to get too overconfident yet. I want to wait to see what happens next week. Just because we're doing well doesn't mean we're going to keep doing it all the time. There will be bumps on the road. But overall, I'm pretty impressed. Like I said, I'm lost for words at the moment. So.
Yeah, listen. I hear you, Chris. I hear you. It's all right. And I want to thank Chris as well for calling in. We're going to keep getting to these lines again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Again, when you call in, please be patient. We'll get to everybody. I can see you. Also, make sure your phone is good to go. Your background is clear of noise. All right, I want to be able to hear you from my new callers. There's no cursing on my platform. Don't curse when you call into my show, or I'll get you out of here fast. I'm talking fast. Faster than the Jets pass rush can get after Josh Allen. He got smacked up today. Let's get to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. Next, I'm going to my guy Julio, man. I'm going to Julio. Julio, salutes. I want to thank you for calling in, man. Salute. Listen, Julio, we've been talking, man. We've been talking. All right. Jets beat the Bills 20-17. What a sweet victory. A sweet victory, Julio. We saw this offense come out. Zach Wilson did just enough. I know we talked about the running game. Garrett Wilson today was amazing. 8 catches, 92 yards. Mims came up with a crucial catch as well to get us a first down. Give me your thoughts about the New York Jets' offensive performance today and how down the stretch they handled business and took the game away.
Hold on. Just hear it. Huff. Huff. Mm. Huff the Bill Mafia out of here.
Talk. Talk, Julio.
I felt that sauce. We're here. We took care of one thing. We finished them Bill Mafia out of here. We sent them back to Upper New York.
Julio talking that talk right now. There's a fire starting.
It's a fire starting.
Let's go, Julio. Talk. Give me your thoughts about this offense, though, man, because this offense, especially down the stretch, we saw them run the football heavy down the throats of the Bills when they were gassed, would set us up for that big field goal to really put us ahead and take the game away. How do you feel about Michael Carter and James Robinson being able to just carry the offense down the field on that drive?
You know what? I salute them boys. I salute they savages. They went there and they said, we want this. They savage. They went out there and said, look, we got one got away from us. We coming for y'all. We got it. And when Robinson did his touchdown, he said, I'll ride. I'm going to ride on the leash. Huh?
Let's go.
Huh?
Let's go.
Huh? And then when Gavin Williams come back, that catch, when he did that reverse, oh, man. Oh, don't let me keep on going. Zach, managed that game the right way.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't
and you know
go
what's crazy, Julio? A lot of people, one second, and I know you're going to give me your take on Mills. A lot of people want to talk about game manager and this like it's a bad thing. Listen, that's what quarterbacks do. They manage the game, okay? All right? If you got a quarterback that can come in, take care of business, be efficient, right? And that's what they talked about as well coming into this week, offensive efficiency. Come in, be efficient, put you in the right spot. Don't put you in any bad positions. Don't throw the ball where it doesn't belong. That's what you would ask the quarterback to do. Any quarterback in the league that can do that is going to constantly put his team in a situation to win a football game. That's
exactly.
That's the point.
Saw Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl being that.
Exactly.
You know that, right?
Exactly.
Trent Dilfer managed the game to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. We saw Trent Dilfer win a Super Bowl like that. Exactly, Julio. Tell him. Give him
your hand. With the defense we got, the defense we got, ain't no way, impossible that Zach Wilson, he can manage the game, and we can't go a long way.
Yeah. We'll see.
Like
now, my final question for you, Julio, because we got a lot of things going on, man, right? You look at this coaching staff. I was thoroughly impressed today. I really was. Sulla, Mike LaFleur, particularly some of his play calls, especially down the stretch. Give me your thoughts about this New York Jets coaching staff and their adjustments in this football game. How did you feel about their performance?
Their performance, it felt like we was in a 49er uniform, a 49er-esque coaching.
Mm-hmm.
When they went to the Super Bowl, that's how I feel they feel right now. The receipts are out. We letting them know.
Yeah.
He got his receipt. He wasn't playing when he said, I got receipt for everybody that keep on thinking that the Jets ain't nothing. We are here.
Yeah.
We all ride.
Yeah.
And we showed it with Buffalo. We're going to show it to the Patriots in 2 weeks and beyond. It ain't over. It ain't over.
You talking facts.
You know,
now,
like,
my final question for you, Leo, before I let you go, man, my final question for you. Has your expectations for the New York Jets been raised after this big victory?
Big time, because I said the Jets will win 10 games for the season, and everybody looked at me crazy and said, no, that will be 0-9 to 1-8. Guess what? We 6-3. My goals are coming.
Talk that talk.
And I'm feeling savage. I'm feeling savage. I feel we can win 11-12 game the way we're playing. Because our schedule is getting easier now.
Julio.
It's getting easier.
Julio, you talking facts. Listen, Julio, I want to thank you for calling in, man. I got to slide off. You have yourself a good one, bro.
You too,
All
bro.
Right. Listen, Julio calling in with fire. I'm talking straight fire. It's crazy because I heard a lot of disrespect, bruh. I go lie to you. I heard a lot of disrespect this week coming into this game. All right? I heard a lot of disrespect, you know? When I took the Jets, there was a lot of people saying, you know, Joe, whatever you're drinking, I'd like to have 2 cups of that because you're crazy. That's what they told me. Said the Jets not going to be able to go in there and get physical. The Jets defense is not going to be able to do anything. I was told all these things. I was told all of it. I also want to salute and give a shout-out to Greg Zuerlein as well. Greg Zuerlein hit a 53-yard field goal in this game. 53. And closed it out with I think it was 28-yarder, a 23-yarder. Those are big things. 6 points right there. Took the game away for us. Handle business. This New York Jets football team, this young New York Jets football team, played unbelievably well. I'm excited to be a Jets fan, man. We took care of business. We went up there against the Bills, a team that's looked at as a Super Bowl contender, a playoff team for sure. They have all the weapons. They got the great quarterback. He's the MVP candidate. They got it all. And we went up there, and we took care of business on our field. We didn't shy away. And in the manner that we did it, the manner, when the fourth quarter came and that big moment was there, we didn't shy away from it. We took advantage of it. When it came time to run the football, get physical, and take the game away, we did just that. Salutes to all Jets fans and all Jets players. Zach Wilson doing just enough. Michael Carter and James Robinson down the stretch. Garrett Wilson was great today. Mims. Everybody in the pass rush, man. Everybody that just right on the defense. Soft, Mosley, Sherwood, Joyner, Quan Alexander, Rankins, John Franklin Myers, Quinnen Williams, Jermaine Johnson, Huff, DJ Reed, Whitehead, all those guys, man. This New York Jets team showed so much heart, grit, and fight today. And I'm going to keep reiterating this. The last time the New York Jets played football like this, physical running game, quarterback makes plays when asked, does just enough. The last time the Jets played football like this, good things happened. Defense that gets after you, being able to get to the quarterback, corners that can shut things down, coverage, good defensive mind, schemes looking solid. The last time the Jets looked like this, good things happen. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to go ahead and close out the show. This has been a fire show. Had a bunch of callers. Again, 515-602-9639 is the number. I cannot wait, man, to see this Jets football team back on the field again. We're going into the bye this week. We're going to get guys healthy. I want to talk a little bit about that. Again, everybody knows that we're banged up a bit, especially along our offensive line. We know ABT's done for the season, but Max Mitchell and George Fant potentially could be back after this bye. There's a lot of talk about that's when these guys are going to be back. That helps our offensive line. Today, Cedric Ojibwusi was out there at right tackle. We'll see what's going forward with him. All right? There's a lot of things moving and shaking with this Jets football team right now, man, and I am loving it. Loving it. They played to the wall. We're going to get guys back. We're going to go into the bye. And I'm telling you, you talk to this New York Jets fan base, expectations have been raised. It's been raised. They're fighting. They're scrapping. They're recovering. They could have taken that loss to the Patriots and let that beat them this week. This is a difference that I talk about with coaching. If Gaze was here, we would have lost this game too. Sulla got those guys focused, got those guys redirected, and got them ready for the Bills this week. And they took care of business. Salutes to Sulla, LaFleur, Ulbrich, entire staff. These guys were amazing as well today. This was a team win, and I couldn't be prouder. So I'm going to go ahead and close out the show. I got to get out of here. This has been unbelievable. Salutes to all the savages that watched, that joined your boy. Listen, I'm the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me shamelessly promote my Facebook page. Everyone go on Facebook, search The Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. Message me. I'll message you right back. I love going back and forth with folks about this football team. Also, leave me some feedback. I love hearing about what you folks think I do here on The Long Beach Joe Show. I'm also on Twitter as well, at The Long Beach Joe, at The Long Beach Joe. Follow me, I'll follow you right back. You want to troll me, no issues. I am the troll that lives under the bridge, and I will have my Vera Tucker jersey on at all times. At all times, I'll have that jersey on. At all times, man. You know, hopefully that guy comes back next season. good, ready to go. New York Jets playing unbelievably well. I'll have that jersey on. You can also visit my personal page as well, at YoungJ000. That's a personal page. Go ahead and follow me. I'll follow you right back. Let's talk. Let's go back and forth. I'm also on YouTube as well. Go on over to YouTube. Type in Long Beach Joe Jets. Long Beach Joe Jets on YouTube. All right? That's where we do the live radio shows. That's where you'll peep the content. That's where we do the live game reactions. We do it all. Go on over to YouTube, Long Beach Joe Jets, Long Beach Joe Jets. Type that in. Hit that subscription button. Hit that notification bell. Give the videos a thumbs up. All right? And if you want to troll me, no issues. Hit those comments. Let's go back and forth. Let's go back and forth, okay? I love it. And as always, people, when you see me in person, it is arms out, chest open, free hugs for everyone, okay? Free hugs for everyone. The hugs will cost you absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. No matter what anyone tells you, the hugs will always remain free. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank everyone for watching. I want to thank everyone for joining me through the live game reaction. Now we're here on the radio show. You folks are the absolute best. Peace.